Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, Israel is experiencing cool and clear conditions. In Jerusalem, the night remains pleasantly crisp. Tel Aviv is a bit warmer, with a gentle breeze making for a comfortable evening. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys clear skies, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that two soldiers have died after Hezbollah attacked troops in Lebanon's buffer zone. Also, the Times of Israel shared earlier today that an IDF soldier died and 13 others were injured in a Hezbollah attack overnight in southern Lebanon. Also this hour, Axios reports that Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz following Israeli actions in Lebanon. Separately, JNS notes that Hezbollah has fired over 170 projectiles at Israel in the last 24 hours. And finally, according to Forward, Ben & Jerry's Israel has introduced a new ice cream flavor called Milk and Honey in a nod to Israeli resilience. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago about Israel's ambassador to the U.S., warning about Hezbollah's tunnel networks in Lebanon. Ambassador Yishiel Leiter, posting earlier this hour, echoed similar sentiments about Hezbollah being supported by Iran to attack Israel. Middle East 24 reports that Lebanese activist Imad Komaiha, whose home was destroyed in the conflict, says many Shiites in Lebanon are increasingly disillusioned with Iran's influence. Now for more on those stories, starting with the latest from the Jerusalem Post. Two soldiers have died and two others were injured after an object hit their tank in Lebanon's buffer zone. This attack by Hezbollah underscores the growing tensions in the region. The impact on Israeli military operations remains a crucial concern. Turning to the Times of Israel's report, an IDF soldier was killed in an overnight attempt to capture a Hezbollah underground facility in southern Lebanon. The facility is considered strategic, and this incident marks a significant escalation in hostilities. For civilians, the instability raises fears of broader conflict. Meanwhile, Axios details Iran's decision to close the Strait of Hormuz. This comes as tensions rise following Israeli strikes in Lebanon. The closure could affect global oil supplies, escalating the crisis between the U.S. and Iran. Diplomatic efforts are crucial to de-escalate the situation. In a related development, JNS reports on the barrage of over 170 projectiles fired by Hezbollah into Israel. The Israeli ambassador notes that Hezbollah's actions reflect Iran's influence in the conflict. For the region, this raises the stakes for a potential ceasefire. Finally, from Forward, Ben & Jerry's Israel debuts a new flavor celebrating Israeli resilience. This comes years after a controversy over their business decisions in the region. The flavor symbolizes unity and perseverance amidst ongoing challenges. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports Gong's Elon Reshef noted that cost considerations affect expansion decisions, including in Israel, where local talent is compared to overseas options. Separately, Walla Business reveals that hundreds of Hasidim turned public buildings into makeshift hotels, causing disruptions. This unusual event highlights challenges in managing public spaces. And finally, from Globes, a French businessman has purchased 8 apartments in Jerusalem's Kiryat Yovel for 24 million nis. This investment reflects ongoing interest in Israeli real estate from international buyers. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.